The Florida East Coast Railway owns the track, but the Coast Guard has regulatory jurisdiction over the railway's drawbridge, and last week they proposed a revised schedule. Open the bridge to boaters for 15 minutes twice an hour, instead of just 15 minutes once an hour. Attorney Michael Payne represents the 22 mostly marine businesses who filed the lawsuit.
Now that they're going to open it for two 15-minute periods per hour, that's much better. If that was to be the permanent solution, I think the plaintiffs would be satisfied with it. The problem is it's for 6 months.
Because it's only temporary, the lawsuit continues, and Payne has filed an amended complaint to ensure the temporary schedule change becomes permanent.
There's a published rule in the Federal Register that the bridge is to be kept open at all times. And under the law, you can't change that type of a rule without going through a formal rulemaking process. What caused the lawsuit to be filed is they were just going to go ahead and change the rule without going through that rulemaking process, and that was illegal.
The Coast Guard has agreed to conduct that rulemaking process, and they'll evaluate the marine traffic past the bridge from June 21st to December 17th. And they're also seeking public comment. August 4th is the deadline for filing a comment at regulations.gov. Kevin Kerrigan, WQCS News.